fully redeemed. I am redeemed. Once more, let the fire fall from heaven. The end time is here. Your coming is near. Once more, let the fire fall.
Thank you. Wir begrüßen zu dieser Übertragung.
We greet you all to this broadcast, to this word observation with Brother Frank,
alle Brüder und Schwestern,
all brothers and sisters,
all unsere Freunde,
all our friends
worldwide,
die sich online who are joining us online.
Ganz herzlich.
We greet you very warmly.
Wir wünschen euch
We wish you all a blessed new year 2022. Nobody knows what this new year will bring for us. I remember the word of the Lord, John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. Praise and thanks. This we want to do. We trust and believe that the Lord will prepare us all through His word and through His spirit for His coming. Before Brother Frank will speak to us, I read us a word from the scripture. From 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 7 to
11.
Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen and settle you. To Him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Please, Brother Frank. I also would like to greet all of you very warmly and also extend many, many greetings. As always, from Brother Müller at the Baltic Sea, from all in Switzerland, in Austria, all of Europe, yes, even from Japan, from everywhere, we received greetings, and especially from Dr. Mbie, from Africa, DRC. All are joined with us deeply and also joined with the Lord. As mentioned already, we started a new year. Nobody knows what it will bring. Nobody knew what the year 2020 would bring, the year 2021 would bring. But we are grateful to the Lord, grateful with all our hearts, that we can be conformed into this time. And as far as we can judge it, it is not only the foretold end time, as also written in Luke 21, verse that all three things, earthquakes, famines, pestilences of every kind, would come upon the earth before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Everything happens. And we all know what the news say. Just one subject, one main subject that afflicts all the nations and continents. But to the Lord be the thanks. We look back in particular to the past 40 years, and I may also not forget to thank all of you for the Christmas greetings, and also for all, thank you so much, who wished me God's blessing to my birthday. 88 years have passed on the 24th of December, and I really look back with thankfulness. Now, in January, it's exactly 70 years since I preached the word of the Lord in the church. I look back to a whole life that belonged to the Lord. Yes, I want to say it belonged to Him all of my life. I don't want to go here into details, but the connection to God was just there, the connection to the Word, the respect before the Word of God was already at our home, and God has given grace that 1949 I could dedicate my life fully to the Lord. Now, I mentioned the last 40 years in which really came to fulfillment, gather ye my people, all who made the covenant with me by sacrifice, that they may hear my words. Just a command of the Lord to call the people of God together. And that's what I did throughout all the years. I did both what the Lord said to me on the 2nd of April 1962. Namely, I preached His word, and I gave out the spiritual food. And now we really look back to all these years in which the Lord has blessed and opened doors and hearts worldwide, so that the last message reaches the children of God on all the continents. You all know that Brother Branham received a direct commission from the Lord to preach the word, to bring the message. And he was told, as Moses were given two signs, so also you are given two signs.
Der Herr hat seinem Knecht
the Lord gave his servant and prophet direct instructions. The first one on the 11th of June 1933, that he, as John the Baptist, forerun the first coming of Christ, that he would bring a message that would forerun the second coming of Christ. And we may say honestly and sincerely before God, this has come to fulfillment before our very eyes. We are in a prophetic age, and as already mentioned before, everything what would take place before the return of Christ in the nations, in natural things, and also in extraordinary events, earthquakes, wars, famines, pestilences, everything would come upon the whole earth. And we are in the midst of it. And we can even think on Romans chapter 8. The whole creation was included and is groaning to be delivered. Everything happens as never before. There was not a year in which so many things were to be reported as in 2021. But in the same way, we may say, referring to the spiritual realm, there was not a year in which so many things were reported as in the past year. We have the broadcasts on every Wednesday, on every Saturday and Sunday, worldwide, on all the channels. All can connect online. And when I think about it, how God opened the doors in all the nations, in all the cities, in Moscow, up to the chief advisor of Gorbachev, up to the great Baptist church, up to the university. If I would mention city after city and then would report how God has led everything, let me just briefly mention three things. When I preached in Athens in the great Pentecostal church, suddenly the thought came to me, take a boat and make a journey to the Isle of Patmos. And that's how I did it. I went to the harbor of Piraeus, and there I took a boat and made a trip to the Isle of Patmos through all of the Aegean Sea to spend there 3 days. Even as it is reported, in the cave in which John was, who received the revelation there in this cave. I read there the 22 chapters over and again. I deepened myself in it, and I was praying to the Lord to give me grace to understand everything rightly. And I really went up and down crying, and I said before me, "Dear Lord, John is no more here. Brother Branham is no more here. But you are here. And you give grace and revelation for your word." Then it went on. I don't want to go here into details. Likewise, when I preached in Cairo, in three different churches, the thought came to me, just take a taxi and make a trip to the Cheops pyramid. And I tell you, I left my luggage at the airport hotel and I drove 33 kilometers with a taxi. And I was 1 hour too late, but the security guard accepted a bakshish, a few dollars, and he let me enter. I went up all the little stairs, up, up, bent over like this. I went up, up to the king's chamber, to the square chamber, to see what is there. Because Brother Branham also spoke about this. But it's really something totally different if one can see it personally. Always the 13 flat angle steps, and then approximately 1.5 meter even, and then again 13 steps and up and up. And also there I could testify of the grace of God. Some young men were there, sitting with their legs crossed, and they were meditating there, and God gave grace that I could bring them the gospel, praying with them up there in the pyramid. One was a German, and he dedicated his life to the Lord, and is now in a local church in the southern part of Germany. Yes, and then the third experience, when I preached in Jordan, the thought came to me, just make a trip to the mountain on which Moses was, and where he looked into the promised land. And it was a travel agency, a Christian travel agency. And the kind gentleman told me, "I can call a taxi for you. You can just drive up there." And when I then drove up to Mount Nebo and saw the several shebangs of the various churches there, all had their exhibitions there in a very simple way. But I just went through all of this until I had a good view over Jericho, and I could look straightway to Jerusalem, and to my left side was the Dead Sea. Dear brothers and sisters, you cannot imagine what this meant for me. And then I thought on Moses, to whom was the commission given to lead out the people, but to not lead them in into the promised land. Before me was River Jordan, then Jericho, and I thought by myself, Dear Lord, you have sent Brother Branham, and you led the people out of Babylonian captivity to deliver them from all bondage. God has used you for this in a mighty way, and in all the denominations you were heard, and from all various religious fellowships and from churches and denominations, the people were called out by the ministry of Brother Branham. But now the leading in takes place into that what God revealed. And we thank the Lord God for it, that we really experience and witness the last phase before the return of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, this phase is even more important than the phase that is already over. Now, all who heard the word of the Lord and who have come out, all the corrections have to be received and accepted. We must agree with God and His Word, and the things which were at the beginning, we have to experience with God. We arrived in the last time period, and we all know what is written in Acts chapter 3. We wait for the times of refreshing, to the new reviving, to the most mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, where the former and latter rain will fall together. In the time of Brother Branham, the word applied, "Let my people go." And how did Brother Branham emphasize and preach the redemption by the blood of the Lamb, giving the call, "Let my people go." And all who belonged to the people of God, they heard the voice of the Lord, and they have come out of all the denominations, in all peoples and tongues. For the ministry of Brother Branham, which was only and mainly in the USA and 12 other countries, It became worldwide known, and the Lord has really given grace, and we recognized that He was the promised prophet who should come before the great and terrible day of the Lord to restore all things. But now, we must come into the right position. We must take our stand. And we thank the Lord God for it, that we have always taken the Word as our foundation. And until the end, we will take it. Now, let us read a few scriptures. Please, we read from 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we're eyewitnesses of His Majesty. Thanks be to the living God. We have not followed cunningly devised fables, not interpretations, but the word of prophecy we followed. We could orientate ourselves alone in the Bible and from the Bible, and we may testify of it. I probably, in a special way, who I was in the meetings of Brother Branham, I may give testimony of that, what God has done visibly in the meetings of Brother Branham. He confirmed the word, and beyond asking and understanding, God blessed. Out of conviction, we can truthfully say, we preached the end time message, namely the promises for this time, not fables, but the word of God has become the lamp unto our feet and a light on our path. I may repeat, like Peter, I may say, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. What did Peter have? He had the word of prophecy. What do we have? We have the word of prophecy. To our God be the thanks for it. Please. We read from Philippians 1. Philippians 1 from verse 9 to 11.
Und dahin geht mein Gebet,
and this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. To this we can really say, Amen. And I ask all to read this text once again prayerfully. The love of God may abound in all of us more and more. Only perfect love will enter there. Everything will cease. All gifts, everything will cease. But the love remains. The love to God, the love to His Word, the love to one another, and brothers and sisters, there is a lack of that. Yes, we all left the first love. What is today? I remember here the times of revival after 49. What a love was among them who were baptized in the Spirit. Among brothers, there was the holy kiss on the agenda. A love of God. And let me say it here. By the baptism, with the Holy Spirit, the love of God is poured out into our hearts. And only then the gifts of the Spirit can be really manifested. What now must take place when the latter rain falls, that the love of God is poured out into the elect, into their hearts, that the intimate connection to God and to one another is there, that everything what happens in the church that is embedded in love, and that the Lord can give His blessing. Also in the other verses, until the return of Jesus Christ, so that no one is left behind, but that all who were called out by the ministry of Brother Branham, who are now being led in, that all really experience God, their conversion, their renewing, their new birth, their baptism in the Spirit, their sealing with the Holy Spirit, that everything what belongs to the work of redemption, that it is, that it can be manifested in us and then also through us. We read another scripture. We read from Romans 9, verse 28. For He will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. To the Lord be the thanks. The Lord Himself will finish His work of redemption. He started. He will finish. He has His blood-bought flock. He has His sons and daughters. He called them into existence. He brought them to life. He, the firstborn among many brethren. Let me say this here with all my heart, with thankfulness. We have the greatest privilege that we may now experience the last part of the divine plan of salvation. And as we mentioned already earlier, in the past 40 years, especially since 79 until 2019, I traveled every month, from city to city, from country to country, from continent to continent. This was necessary to bring the divine message everywhere. But now, in the past 2 years, I could no more travel. Everything became different. The air traffic, everything, by all the things, by all this epidemic, by this pandemic, by all these pestilences, everything what has come upon the earth, all the traveling has become impossible. But God has taken care for it, that since that time, the old sermons from the 60s, which Brother Branham preached, and from the 80s, which we preached, that they now can be heard worldwide. And God has really given grace. Recently, I asked Brother Tati how many equipments we bought and purchased, that in all the world the transmissions, the broadcasts of the sermons can be heard. He said, more than 2,000. God has also taken care for this, that all who in their countries had no technical equipment or who had not the means to buy them, that we took care for it, that all brothers in all cities, in all of Africa, on all the continents, they can hear and can have part in that what is now being said to the church. And out of conviction, we may say, we only passed on that what the Lord has left unto us in His Word. Let us summarize, dear brothers and sisters. Brother Branham did his part. Brother Frank did his part. Brother Branham does not need to return. Brother Frank does not need to make one single journey anymore. Just think of it. In the past decades, thousands came to Krefeld, hundreds came to Zurich to hear the word of the Lord. But these times are over. Also in Krefeld, we only have local gatherings in small numbers. Because of the situation as it is now in Europe and all over the world. And so, all everywhere, small groups can gather. And I tell you, the last move and working will reach all wherever they might be. And at this occasion, I would like to mention that all ministering brothers, just like Brother Branham and just like Brother Frank, they have carried out their commission. And thus, they have part in the word observation, the word proclamation. They got part in the passing on of the spiritual food. And I really assume that all brothers can repeat what Peter has said. We have not followed. That every single brother can say truthfully at every place, he can say truthfully before God, I have not ran after any interpretation about any explanation about seven thunders. I didn't follow any man. I didn't run after any fable. I stand before God and I have given out the true word and I have given out the pure spiritual food. And so the Lord will finish His work. Brothers and sisters, don't be saddened about the overall situation in which we are now. We are probably closer to the end than we suspect. Please, thank the Lord wherever you can gather in small groups and give thanks to God in every situation, for thus it is written that we should do it. And everything what happens all over the earth happens to all believers and unbelievers alike. When there are earthquakes, when there are famines, and when volcano eruptions are taking place, when this and that happens, everything comes upon all of the earth. And as long as we are on the earth, we will have to go through all of that until the end. But then the Lord, by His grace, He will take us home after He completed His work. So, let us come to a close. The Lord God, may He bless all the preachers and all who respect the word of the hour, the revealed holy word, the last message, the ministry of Brother Branham, and the last ministry, all who respect it, all who received and accepted it, and who thank for it with all their heart, and who have part in it. Just as nobody who does not respect the ministry of Brother Branham cannot be part of it, because God has given him the commission. And the Lord says, if when I send someone and you receive him, then you receive me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. So, God Christ, man of God, and then those who hear the word of God. I don't know if someone will have part in the rapture who despises and bypasses the ministry and the proclamation on that what God is presently doing. I don't know it. I have to leave it up to God. But I have my doubts. As certain as the Lord commissioned Brother Branham, so sure He commissioned Brother Frank, and so certain Brother Branham confirmed it on the 3rd of December 1962 before two witnesses. And the Lord confirmed it all over the earth to be the truth. So, be grateful that we may live now. Don't grudge. Thank the Lord. And the Lord will carry us through as He promised it, to be with us all the days until the end of the world. And we can say to one another what our Lord has said: when you see these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for you know that your redemption is drawing near. So, let us not deal with the governments and with their decisions, but let us thank the Lord and let us experience our preparation. And I thank the Lord for it, that he has also taken care for all the broadcasts, for all the languages, for all the technique, for everything God has taken care for. Not I, the Lord has really taken care for everything. I didn't say to anyone, come and do this, or come and do that. God had all brothers who found the sermons and who collected them, and all brothers who make now the broadcasts of the sermons that they can take place. Everything be left to the Lord, and He will bring it to pass in a wonderful way. Blessed and praised be His holy name. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And he who hears it, let him say, come. Blessed and praised be the Lord. The blessing of the Almighty God rest upon all of you. And may this year, 2022, be the most blessed year. May it be a year of jubilee in which all return again to their original possession. The grace of God and the peace of God be with all of you. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. We stand up for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you with all our hearts for this biblical word observation. We thank you that you have given strength to Brother Frank to speak to us. Your precious word, your word is spirit and life. We thank you that you have given us your word, the last message. We pray, bless all of your people worldwide who have heard this word, and be merciful to all of us. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Dear brothers and sisters, today I have to make a special announcement. As most of you already know, the Lord has taken our beloved brother Paul Schmidt into glory. And the burial will take place on Friday, the 7th of January, because of the circumstances and the situation on the cemetery, it will only be within the closest family members, the burial will take place. And then at 10 o'clock, 10:30, here in the auditorium will also be only a close range of people. We will have a small farewell. But we are grateful that it can be broadcasted live, and all at all places can join us. And whoever has no time in the morning, he can later on hear it. It will be available online for download. And we are grateful to the Lord for this opportunity. Please, don't worry. We all know the auditorium would have been too small because so many wanted to come. And this is just not possible because of the situation. You can all remain at home and you can join us live at 10:30 or then later on. May the blessing of the Almighty God rest upon all of you who you knew our beloved brother Paul Schmidt, who you loved him, who you appreciated him. The Lord bless you and be with you.
Amen.
Amen.